What's up, baby? Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? Y'all are listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. Y'all know I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? Going over to Making Love and Beast Kitchen, baby. Make sure y'all download the Just a Touch of J. Y'all like that? I just wanna talk to y'all for a little bit. Going over to my name is R-O-N-I-7-6 on Instagram, baby. Oh, I gotta put it out there in pieces for you, right? You're listening to the Just a Touch of J podcast show, baby. And check me out on Beat Break Radio, 87 FM. Y'all hear that? This is Just a Touch of J. Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you, getting ready to put it all out there in pieces, baby. What's cracking with my babies, huh? What y'all out there doing? What are y'all out there doing, huh? Y'all out there living your best life, doing what it is that you do, that you do, that you do. Shining bright like a diamond. I know y'all out there being so thorough and so wise. And why do I tell you that I know that you are out there being so thorough and so wise, baby, huh? First of all, because God made you that way. Yes, shout out to you, God. He woke us all up, man. Got us out here shining bright like a diamond, just doing what it is that we do. And the second reason why I tell y'all that I know that y'all are out there being so thorough and so wise is what? Huh? Because y'all are out here listening to me. Man, and this is Just a Touch of J, baby. Y'all know I got to put it out there in pieces for you, okay? And there is a third thing that I tell y'all, too. All right, I got to give a shout out to my haters. And what do I say to these haters, y'all? Come on, say it with me. You ready? On three. One, two, three. Hi, haters. Because y'all need this to work, too. Yes, y'all need this work too. Now listen, if you're just coming over to the whole Just a Touch of J experience and you're like, wait a minute, hold on, what's going on with this girl Jay? Why is she giving a shout out to haters? Like, what's up? All right, listen. Haters acknowledgement backwards, okay? Sometimes God has to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, right? And as he's doing this, the word says, his word, the Bible, okay, says, I'm going to anoint your head with oil and your cup's going to run over. Basically, he prepares this table because they have to watch you eat. Okay, so he does these things to lure them in. So like me, for instance, right now, I got some health issues going on coming out of this thing in Jesus' name. Okay, and what's happening is I'm sharing my story. God is telling me to put my testimony out there in pieces for him, baby. All right, even when I don't feel like it, he's just like, put it out there in pieces for him because somebody needs this work, too. You understand what I'm saying? So as he's putting it over there, you know they coming over because you know sometimes the naysayers, the disbelievers, you know the those people that people want to know, the people that God needs, the one he's trying to connect to, he'll lure them over, right? And what happens is I'm like the light, the shining bright. So think about this: they come on over and they wind up getting blessed by the message. It's like the light wakes them up. You ever be asleep and somebody comes in, they hit the light switch on the wall? It's Just a Touch of J, baby. Okay, I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. And it kind of like startles you and wakes you up because the light disturbed the darkness. Okay, so what he's doing, he puts us out there sometimes in pieces for other people. Sometimes we have to go through things in life just so we can shine bright like a diamond so God can let them see that he could take care of them too, like he's taking care of me. And this is Just a Touch of J. So I got to say hi, haters, and hi to all the naysayers and non-believers and things of that nature, you know, because they need this work too. They need this work too so they could see and they can go ahead and shine bright like a diamond because somebody needs that work from them as well. All right. So this is Just a Touch J. I just had to put that out there in pieces for him. So look, have y'all been going over to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby? Have you? I've been dropping a dime on y'all, putting some things out there in pieces. And lately, I just had to drop a dime on y'all because I got a report back from the doctor. Okay. And I got a story to tell like Biggie. Yeah. So I was taking this medicine, the Bactrim, the antibiotic. And what it did was it built up in my kidneys, so they believe. Okay. And it got my kidneys functioning at 50%, like halfway there. They was at 100. So I was told, you know, you got to drink more water and things like that. But, you know, like I said, I got a story to tell like Biggie. Okay. So I'm going to talk to y'all about that in a little bit. But I put that out there in pieces for y'all. Okay. And then we're going to be testing a week and see how it goes. And then there's other things I'm putting out there in pieces for y'all. I've been doing my Sunday word. Okay. Yes, so y'all can get the word of the week. So make sure y'all check that out because that was dope. I've been putting that out there in pieces for you. Also, some of my food stuff. Yeah, I just dropped a recipe for y'all. Make sure y'all get that recipe. Yeah, of my halibut, my cream, coconut, lime, tequila, halibut. Y'all better go ahead and get them pieces. That's on Just Touch the App. But we're going to talk about that. But that's what I've been doing over. My name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Make sure y'all check out all the links in the bios. And also, I've been putting out there in pieces, what's the 411? Yeah, my new segment that I do on Beat Break Radio. I've been putting that out there in pieces for you, baby. So look, make sure y'all are checking that out. It goes to My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby. Again, the Just a Touch of J Facebook page and all over the internet. All right? And it's Just a Touch of J. I had to put that out there in pieces for you. So we're going to skate on over to the left, to the left, to the left. So I can shine bright, 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 bright like a diamond. And we got to talk about making love in V's kitchen, baby. Have I been making love in V's kitchen? I've been doing a little something. I talked to y'all. I told y'all I had made some fish. Yeah, I had made some fish. And the fish was good. I tried to fish a couple times. Today, I'm going to do a steak, maybe. Okay? And this is Just a Touch J. I've been doing too much because I'm in the hotel. You know, but I've been putting it out there in pieces for myself, finding new ways to create the same dishes that I'm eating. And now I'm able to like take the actual like meat and mix it with the vegetables. So that's good. Like I can cook them together now. And I couldn't do that before. So this is Just Touch J. That's all I'm doing with making love in V's kitchen at the moment. Also going to do the online cooking stuff. And I'm be putting all that information out there so y'all can sign up and get the online cooking classes and learn how to do all of my recipes. Okay. Now we're going to move on though. Over to the left, to the left, to the left, and talk about Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Yes, Just a Touch of J's Fitness. Okay, so I've been telling y'all I was gonna work out, right? And I did. I told y'all on the other episode I was working out, doing what it is that I do, that I do, that I do. I actually was running. I ran 7 times the other day, but since, you know, this whole kidney thing, I've been kind of like chilling a little bit. I ain't been doing too much, but I have been doing my steps at the hotel. I will take the steps and I will skip a step like I used to do at the house to just help my legs tone. And I also have been walking. I walked yesterday. So instead of running around the cul-de-sac 7 times, I walked. Okay. I did do some light weightlifting, but I haven't done any since, you know, the last couple days because I'm trying not to do too much. Okay. Because since I don't have that 100% at this moment, we want to take our time and ease into things. So I just been trying to relax, but this is Just a Touch Day, baby. Okay. That's part of making love in V's kitchen. And one of my girlfriends, she said, I need to get that waist shaper. So for all of y'all that want the waist shapers, and all the fitness wear and all the stuff, the thigh shapers and everything, my TRX bands. And for all you guys, okay, that are looking for Taylor's Fit, everything, all the information is going to be up in My Name Is RONI76 on Instagram, baby, and all of my other bios. And you can go it, Google it. It's going to be up in my link tree. My link tree. So you go ahead and go on my link tree. You'll see it. And the Just a Touch of J store is getting ready to open up too, y'all. This is Just a Touch of J. I'm just trying to put it out there in pieces for you. Let's talk about the Just a Touch of J app real quick. The app is popping. I've been giving y'all stuff every day on that app. Make sure y'all are listening to the podcast on the app for free. It's in the V's podcast section. Okay. Tap, for More section also has some other pieces, like inspirational pieces. Make sure you check that out because it's not on the main blog page anymore. I have it going over there on a different part. So make sure y'all are checking that out too. And thank y'all for your love and support on the Just a Touch of J app. Y'all got my app popping like popcorn, baby, just like the podcast. Now let's talk about the Just a Touch of J podcast. Y'all really got that popping like popcorn, baby, okay? I actually went back and I looked at some of the episodes. Y'all really like listening, like thousands and thousands and thousands. Now listen, I know I always say it's crazy, y'all, but when I look at the numbers myself and I get to see per episode how many people are listening to me, oh my God, I love my babies. And that's why I had to come on here today. Yeah, today is Friday. I was supposed to come on yesterday, but I'm gonna tell y'all about those pieces, okay? But we're doing popping Thursdays, popping podcast Thursdays today, which is on Friday, okay? Because I gotta put some stuff out there in peace for y'all. I got a story to tell like Biggie. And I just want to tell y'all one other thing. Beat Break Radio, make sure y'all are listening to me at the top of every hour, okay? Because I'm going to be doing two segments now, okay? So you got Just a Touch of J show at night, 12, and then you got other segments too. Yeah, so make sure y'all are listening. I'll put more out there in pieces for y'all. But right now we got What's the 411, and that's the hottest entertainment segment. I just talk about the whole Grammy Awards. Shout out to you, Nas, if you listening, because you never know who listening to you, baby. Cardi B, Megan. Yeah, I talked about everybody. All those pieces. So listen to it. It's also on my podcast too. All right. And it's called What's the 411. So look, mama got a story to tell like Biggie. And I know y'all can hear it kind of in my voice today. You know, I'm kind of just like, you know, I ain't really like up there like I was. Anybody out there going through that? Like, you kind of just kind of like, you know, it's about like 8:30, maybe in the morning, 8:15, somewhere around there. Let me check. Yeah, about 8:24 in the morning. And it's Friday and, you know, in Georgia, it's a little gloomy out. But anybody out there, you just feel like, gosh, what's going on in my life? Well, that's why I was how I was feeling yesterday. And excuse me if I'm stumbling over my words a little bit, but it's early in the morning. And that's how I was feeling yesterday. Yesterday, I was just like, man, I can't record this podcast. I spent most of yesterday crying. Yeah, I was putting it out there in peace for myself and my family and everything. I kind of had like a little breakdown yesterday. Because, see, a couple days ago, I found out, man, doctor called me, you know, I hadn't been feeling good. And I was like, can you retest my labs? And, you know, she's so thorough and she's so wise. I prayed about it and God was like, yeah, get her to check your labs again. She checked my labs. She called me up. She was like, everything is good. Everything, all your vitamin levels, all your D's, your zinc, everything is up where it needs to be. Your magnesium, your calcium, everything. She was like, everything is fine. She was like, even your sodium, because remember I had an issue with my sodium. I was drinking too much water. So she was like, even your sodium. She said, but your kidneys are only functioning like halfway. And I can't even lie to y'all. I don't know if she said 52% or 58%, but she said like 50 something. And I was just like, after she said all that, I didn't hear anything else. And it had been weighing on me for the last few days. And at first I was all like, yeah, you know, I'm good. Because she said, just drink more water. I think it's because of the Bactrim that you were taking. It could build up in your kidneys. And I remember the pharmacist telling me, you know, to drink water. And I thought I drank a lot. I did. You know, but she said, I'm thinking that it's that. I hope that it is that. And after she said it, you know, she said, but just drink water. Then we'll retest again in a week. And we got off the phone and I was just sitting there. And tears began to flow. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, I got to be transparent with y'all because this is Just a Touch, Jay. I got to put it out there in pieces for you the right way. I can't lie and act like I'm just like, hey, because I am. I'm very happy. God woke me up. I'm still here. I'm going to be here. I know I ain't going to die. I don't know what this is for or why I got to go through this part of my life, but I'm here to put it out there in pieces for you. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like, you're just going through something. And you just got to like share your testimony with people or something. You don't know why you feel like if you turn around, it's this. Once you get past this, it's that. But I told you before that every level, right? It's like a new devil with every level. That's what they say. But every level is elevation and it's different.
Sometimes it gets harder and harder. Sometimes the walk is just not straight. Sometimes you got to go around and you got to do this and you got to turn here and you got to turn there. And you don't know why, but God does. So I want to share a story with y'all. It's going to be real quick. Abraham in the Bible, right? One of my friends sent this to me because I was going through. And he said, yesterday, the Holy Spirit laid it on his heart for me to read Genesis 22. So I read Genesis 22, and it's basically a story about Abraham. And Abraham, God told him to sacrifice his son. Now look, y'all, this is just a touch of J. God tells us to sacrifice a lot of things, but Abraham had been waiting for a long time. Abraham and his wife, Sarah, you know, he was Abram, and she was Sarai. Shout out to you, Sarai, my daughter, right? But, you know, God changed their names to Abraham and Sarah. And sometimes he changes things. Yeah, one minute is like this and one minute is like that. But he changed their names. Just like he changes things with us too. So anyway, he tells Abraham, take your son that you've been waiting for all these years. Because, you know, they had son in old age. Old. Like literally when God told them, I'm going to give you a son, they laughed like, yeah, right. We like really, really old. Sure. They didn't even believe it. Okay, but this part of the story in chapter 22, he said, take your son up, you know, up basically up to the mountain, you know, up there. And I want you to go ahead. I want you to sacrifice him. You know, and this is the only begotten son, the only son that he got. Like God had to put Jesus on the cross to die for our sins. He gave his only begotten son. So he goes up there and the son's going up there with him. He gathers everything he needs and the son's up there with him. The son is basically like, okay, God, where's the sacrifice? And he said, you know, God's going to provide. You know, and Abraham was getting ready to sacrifice his son, built everything that he needed to build to sacrifice. Any of y'all out there going through that? Like you're really out here like sacrificing stuff, like God's laying it on your heart for you to do this and do that and you're doing it. And you sacrificing? Well, listen, that's what you were supposed to do. That's what you have to do. Now, let me explain to you why. Okay. Now, in the sacrifice that he was getting ready to do, he's getting ready to sacrifice his son. God actually told him, no, I don't want you to do that. Yeah, God will tell you yes to something. Then he'll tell you no just to see what you're going to do. And this is just a touch of Jay. That's what he did. He's putting it out there in pieces for him. He wanted to see. Do you really love me? So let me share what he said to him. He said, this is what he says. Okay, here we go. Lay not thy hand upon thy lad. Oh, the lad, okay? Neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know, okay, that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. I'm saying all this to let you know that sometimes when we out here, we going through things like me, you know, like God sometimes has to use us to sacrifice. He has to use us as an example of what sacrifice really is. Of what faith really is, because somebody else needs those pieces. Maybe perhaps his son needed to see. That's how faithful he was to God. Maybe perhaps somebody else needs to see. That's how faithful you are to God. I don't know. Maybe God needs to see that regardless of whatever you have going on, you're still faithful and you still believe, you still trust him, even though it doesn't make sense. Like me. Kidney function 50%. It really did something to me. I can't act like it didn't. Tears forming my eyes as I'm telling you this. I can't act like it didn't. It did. But this is what I learned, right? Because I did a little Bible study on it. And I wanted to know actually what the chapter meant, right? And this is what the chapter actually meant. He named, okay, one of the big things about it was he named this place Abraham. Named this place, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh, where he wanted to go sacrifice. Because see, what happened in the story is that when he told him, don't do the son, don't sacrifice the son, he showed him where it was a sacrifice that he had already provided. He said, use the ram over there in the bush. It was caught. This is just a touch of Jay. Sometimes we think that it's going one way, but we have to understand that God will provide. And that's what I got out of this. God wanted me to see, I don't care what that test says, I still will provide. You out there, you going through something and it's just all over. All your pieces are over there. One minute it's like this and the next minute it's like that. Sometimes it's a test of your faith. But you have to know that through the testing of your faith, God will provide. This is just a touch of Jay, baby. I'm trying to put this out there in pieces for you. Even in Joshua. Remember I told you in Joshua 5? There shall not any man be able to stand before thee. This is Joshua 1, chapter 5. Joshua 1, verse 5. Sorry. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. And 6 and 7, only be thou strong and of good courage. Okay. Meditate on God's word day and night. Be strong. And 9. Okay. For the Lord God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. So we just got to remain strong in the midst of it. That's what I'm doing. You know, I just wanted to put that out there in pieces for you real quick. You know, I have things I have to do. I gotta go ahead and eat. I gotta make my turkey, you know, that I eat, or my vegetables, whatever it is that I decide to go ahead and eat for today. I already had a pair. But through this, I almost didn't record. Because I was like, man, what am I supposed to talk to him about? And God woke me up. I wake up now with in night sweats. It was like 3 something in the morning. I was sweating so bad. I mean, everything was wet because it has to get out of my body some way. It's not filtering the right way right now. And I'm sweating. It's all over. And I get up and I'm just like, God. But I said, you know what? I can't not do what I'm supposed to do. I got to put this out there in pieces for them. Somebody needs this work too. Somebody is out there right now and they're going through something. And they thought everything was okay. And then something else came up. And they need to know that sometimes God just tests your faithfulness to see how faithful you are. But he will always provide. Jehovah Jireh will always provide. Okay? So I just wanted to share that story. And that's what I'm going with now. God's going to provide. He's going to do a healing in me. I'm not going to quit and think that just because this happened, that, oh, now God's plan changed. No, his plan did not change. I want you to know that too. His plan didn't change. His promise didn't change. He knows the path. He knows the way it's supposed to go. We just don't. This wasn't a shock to him. He already knew this was going to happen. He already knew they was going to tell me that. He knew everything that was going to happen. He's just putting it out there in pieces for me, just like he's trying to put some things out there in pieces for you. So just be faithful, be strong, understand that God is there with you, even when you're nervous and you're scared, like me. Because he didn't give us the spirit of fear, so I know that's not of him, but we're human. And sometimes we go through things, and it makes us nervous because we don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with my body. All I can do is just trust him, and that's what you have to do too. So this is just a touch of Jay. How y'all want me to end this, huh? Because I'm a fighter and you got to fight. You can't quit. You can't give up. Let me share you something with you real quick. I told my mom the other day, because the other day I broke down too. I told my mom, I said, you know, she's in college. She raised like my sister's kids, all my sister's kids. She's like 9 kids or something like that. But she raised like damn near all of them, you know, some way, shape or form. And she has the 4-year-old now. My mom's in college, 65 years old. Shout out to you, mom, if you listening. Yeah, she out there doing what it is that she do, that she do, that she do. But as I was driving, because I'm driving now, y'all, okay? I was driving and I was like, dang, man, She's such an inspiration. You know, she had mold exposure before. She had so many things that went on in her life, but she never stopped. And the four-year-old, it was so funny because that same day, she had to take him to the hospital because he stuck a battery up his nose. My nephew, man, this is just a touch of J, baby, all these pieces for you. But what I'm saying is that she didn't quit and she didn't give up. And I was like, Mom, like, if I didn't tell you anything, you're my inspiration. That's the reason for me to keep going. I'm living in a hotel. Don't know what I'm doing from day to day. Don't know what's going on with my body. Have no idea. Like, I'm just out there in pieces. Seriously, working with God to put it back together. But she showed me that I can't give up and I can't quit. And I want to end this with this. When I was telling her this, she said, you know, I just do it for myself. I don't really do it to inspire anybody. I said, I know. I said, but one day I want my children to say that about me. She said, people are going to say that about you. Everybody. And I said, that's what they say about me now. So sometimes you have to go through things so God can put you out there in pieces for him, baby. Hi, haters, y'all need this word too, so he could put it all out there in pieces for everybody. It has to be a sacrifice because it's for his glory. If one person gets this and is inspired by this, nothing else matters. It's for his glory. I win in the end. I win regardless. I'm going to see my Heavenly Father. I win. I'm going to have a good life. But you never know who your story is for. That might have been to inspire my mom. It might be to inspire a doctor that's going to have a child that's going to be a president. You never know what's going on with your pieces. So I just wanted to tell you that. If you out here, you're going through something, you feel like, oh God, you know, it's one thing after another. You don't know what's going on and you feel like you're ready to quit and give up. Because I wasn't going to record. I didn't record yesterday. But I said, you know what? Nah, this is Friday. And I don't care. I'm still going to do Thursdays, popping podcast Thursdays. Because I got to put it out there in pieces for you, baby. So I just wanted to say that before I end it. Keep going. Keep fighting. I'm doing it. Keep me in prayer. Because I'm coming up out of this thing. All right? I'm coming up out of this thing. Sometimes the walk, God might want me to show y'all that the walk sometimes is a little rough. But regardless, though, he still got you. He still got you. I want you to know that he still has you. He's still with you. Even if it looks like the plan changed and it's going a different way, he's still there. He's still there. He is the person that controls life and death. So you shouldn't be afraid of anything. All right? Me either. Okay, so how y'all want me to end this? Y'all want me to do it like this? The sexy Janet Jackson, Barry White voice. Huh? Who is this? Come on, y'all. What is this? What is this? What is this? This is just a touch of J. Y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you, baby. All right, so look. What's the first thing that I tell y'all? When I'm ending this thing, don't let nobody make you feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Please don't. No. Mm-mm. You can't. All right? You can't do that. And you can't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. Yeah, I kind of like was doing that a little bit yesterday. And it's okay because sometimes we go through things and it's just, but you got to get back to the pieces. You got to keep going. Okay? So you don't make yourself feel like you ain't thorough and wise. And what's the second thing I tell y'all? Huh? Shine on them, cause they hate it, baby. Yes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine bright like a diamond. Shout out to you, girl Rihanna, if you listening. You gotta let that light on the inside of you shine bright, even if you don't want to, even if it's a bad day, even if you're going through stuff like me. I mean, y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. 50% of my kidneys functioning, man, but I still gotta shine bright like a diamond because God gave me another day to do it. You understand that? He gave it to you too. And the last thing that I tell y'all is spread love, man, because it's the Brooklyn way and this is just a touch of J. Y'all hear me out here spreading love to you? Yeah, my legs are a little cramped up today, but I'm spreading love. I don't have that much energy. I woke up at like 3:45. I didn't really sleep that much. I ain't been sleeping a lot these last couple days. But I'm up and I'm spreading love. You got to spread love too, because somebody needs it. The world needs love. Okay? And when you give that love, it's reciprocity. It's always giving back to you. All right, so look, let me do a quick recap and I'm out of here. Okay? So a quick recap was just basically all about my story. Okay? Because I got a story that's like Biggie. This whole story. Okay? It's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And I had got discouraged because of something that the doctors told me. But God got to believe the report of the Lord. And I got to know that he's still going to be with me. And he's still going to provide. And I just wanted to put all that out there in pieces for y'all. If I can go ahead, record my podcast, make sure I go out and walk and do what I got to do. And I only got 50% of my kidneys as of right now, because we don't know, baby, because God could have raised them to 75. This is just a touch of J. You know, he gonna put that thing out there in pieces for him. I'm gonna make sure that I show you the report and how it is. You wanna see how he heals me. I'm not gonna go back on this. You think God is a liar? That I'm gonna come on here and tell you that he gonna heal me and that I'm gonna be restored and he doesn't? Oh, no, 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 baby. This is just a touch of J. You gonna see these pieces. He wants you to see it. And you might be like this, well, what if he, you know, he don't heal everybody? You know, no. You gonna see. Watch. He's not a man that he should lie. He ain't gonna lie. He gonna do what he has to do. But you just gotta understand, he gonna do what he has to do for you too. He's gonna be there. He's not gonna leave you. He's not gonna forsake you. None of that. All right? And I just wanted to put all that out there in peace for you. Just walk by faith, not by sight, not by what you see. No matter what, he knows what's best. He already knows. He already knew that it was going to be like that. He just putting it out there in pieces for me. And now I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. And now you're going to be inspired by it. Somebody is not going to give up. Is not going to quit because of this. Okay? So I love y'all. But before I go, let me go ahead and end this thing with a prayer. Because I told y'all I'm going to start praying with y'all when I come on here. All right? So look. This is how it goes. It's just touch you. I'm putting it out there in pieces for you. Okay, you ready? All right. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. I just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, God. First of all, I just want to take a second and tell you thank you for everything that you've done for me. Man, you woke me up. You allowed me to see what was going on as far as my kidneys was concerned, God, because you could have made it so nobody could see. That I didn't know about it, but you made it so that I did. I'm able to walk. I'm able to talk. I couldn't walk. I couldn't talk. I don't feel like things are crawling all over me. My skin ain't crawling because of the histamine. I'm able to eat a pear now without no histamine release. I was able to change my hotel room without any pieces. People coming to my house today to make sure that they go ahead and do the mold testing again. You provided payment for that. Oh my gosh, God, you allowed me to run the other day. You allowed everything else to be okay as far as my lab work was concerned. You gave me good doctors, Lord God. You provided food, Lord God. I just want to thank you for allowing me to be able to get some sleep. I want to thank you for keeping my sugar levels sustained, my blood pressure okay. I want to thank you, Jesus, for everything that you've done for me, allowing me to be able to wash myself. Helping my smells to come down when my smells had just increased. I want to thank you for just providing everything, allowing me to be able to drive. I couldn't drive. I just want to thank you for clearing up my skin. I want to thank you for allowing me to be able to drink water, for providing, God. And y'all, I'm saying thank you because these are all the things he helped me with. In Jesus' name, God, I ask you to help other people with the same things. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow them to see that you are helping them. And this is just a touch of J. Y'all, God will provide. Jesus, thank you for providing for everyone who's out here listening to me. Thank you for the platform. Please touch them in any area that they feel grief or dismay. Allow them to have rest. Allow them to have peace. In the name of Jesus, for them to know that they are not alone. In the name of Jesus, you are not alone. Whoever this is, that's listening and needs this. You are not alone. I'm here with you. God's here with you. He loves you. And I just want to say all of that. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. This is just a touch of J, baby. I had to put that out there in pieces for you, okay? So look, I'm going to be back, okay? I promise. All right? I'm going to be back because I got Sunday word. Or I might have to tell you all something, you know, whatever. And this is just a touch of J. I just had to put all that out there in pieces for you, okay? This is Poppin' Podcast Thursdays. I wasn't going to leave y'all hanging. I hope you like it. You know, it's just me just telling my story, man, being transparent. I got some videos coming for y'all. I can't wait. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I know I tell y'all my weight been up and down, but this is actually like good weight. Like you can see it in my face and everything. I actually really gained weight, like a good 7 pounds, and it wasn't even 10 days. So, Lord, I'm trying to get another 7 pounds. Make sure y'all pray for me, okay? And pray for everything that's going straight, all right? Because God might just want your prayer. Yeah. He might be putting me out there in pieces just for that. All right? So, I'll be back. Remember, he loves you and he has you, all right? When I got something else to say. Yeah, man. Make sure y'all check out the music and stuff that's next. Got other stuff coming to y'all too.
Y'all hear that? This is just a touch of J, baby. Coming at you, putting it all out there in peace. I just had to drop a bomb on like flex. Oh my gosh, just that work, baby. And baby, you know you're fine, right? Fine, right? Hey y'all, this is Just a Touch of J, and I'm coming at you. Making love in V's kitchen. Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh.
Oh my
God. You better download that Just a Touch of J app. J, 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 J. J, J. Hey y'all. Y'all hear that?
Y'all hear that?
I got the pieces for you.
Pieces for you.
Hey baby.
Pieces.
Y'all hear that?
This is just a touch.
Y'all hear that? Y'all hear that? God. Drizzy, let me get at him, baby.
Just
oh my gosh.
I don't know what these pieces are.
Y'all like that?
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
I really don't know what these niggas are.
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
Y'all hear that? Oh my gosh, yes. Y'all hear that?
This is just a touch of the J.
Talk to y'all for a little bit.
Just a touch of the J.
Yeah. Hey y'all, this is just a touch of J, baby. Oh my
such
gosh.
Y'all hear that?
I really don't.
I really don't know where these niggas be at.
Where these niggas, be at? Where these niggas be at?
Trying to
really
tell
you where these niggas be at.
I don't know where these niggas be at.
But I just want to talk to y'all.
Y'all like it when I do it like that?
Touch of the J. Man, I keep trying to tell y'all. Touch of the J.
Pieces.
Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Touch of the J. Y'all like it when I do
it. I don't mess with those niggas, man. Listen.
My baby like it when I do it like that.
That's why I had to talk to you for a little bit, man.
Y'all like it when I do it like that.
This is just a touch of the J.
I don't know where these niggas be at. Y'all know what? I swear I don't know where these niggas be at. Mm-mm, baby. This is just a touch of J. And y'all know I'll be trying to put it out there in pieces for you. I don't even have time, ladies. You know what? Let me tell y'all something. That's your problem. Y'all be out here trying to find out, you know, where these niggas be at. This is just a touch of J, baby. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about where these niggas be at.
Where these niggas be at?
Peace. But have y'all been going over to my name is RONI76 on Instagram, baby.
Pieces.
And make sure y'all download the Jessica Touch
Pieces. J.
Yeah. And y'all know y'all gotta scroll over to Making Love in B's Kitchen, baby.
Pieces.
That's where I do my food then.
This is Jessica Touch J.
I don't know where these niggas be at, but you know what I do know, y'all.
This is just
y'all
such
got the Jessica Touch J podcast popping. I mean, pop, 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 popping.
Just a touch of the J, just a touch of the J.
That's all I'm giving y'all, cause that's all you need.
Just a touch of the J.
Oh my gosh, man.
Just a touch of the J.
Just a touch of J, baby. And y'all know I put it out there in pieces for you. I hope y'all like the new song, man. Shout out to Drizzy Drake. Yeah, for letting me get at him. Cause I mean, these niggas be saying they this place and that place. And I'm just trying to tell y'all that I really don't know where these niggas be at. Because, you know, I'm out here trying to focus. I gotta win. Ain't no time for that, man. Cause I gotta give y'all what y'all need. Baby, you know you're fine, right?
You know you're fine, right?
I'm sorry, y'all. I just gotta get a shout out.
The love of my life.
The love of my life.
God.
I need you to come and make love in V's Kitchen. Y'all, I'm trying to tell y'all something.
Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J. Just a touch of the J.
All he needs is just a touch of J. And all you need is just a touch of the J.